disciples read the words that Jesus said, or read the good book, changed over time and said, is the Bible we're reading now the right Bible? Can we trust it? Can we trust it? Is it the right Bible? Can we trust it? Can we trust it?
Copy machines back in the day. The scribes all copied the Bible the same way. If they made one mistake, they tore up the whole page. They wouldn't even spell out the name of Yahweh. A few typographical errors along the way, but none of them affected what it meant to say.
It's the right Bible. We can trust it. We can trust it. It's the right.
Just in case you need to be educated, it was hand transcribed on paper that disintegrated. But it was copied and quoted and translated, and now by the quantities of copies it's authenticated. So many ancient copies and translations, down to this day it's a miracle of preservation.
It's the right Bible. We can trust it. We can trust it. It's the right Bible. We can trust it. We can trust
it. Just take New Testament, for example.
How many ancient pages of the Bible can there be? Over 24,633. No other book has reciprocity. Number two is Homer's Iliad, not the Odyssey. 2,000 copies is impressive, bro, but it's not even close. There's more proof of the Bible than the Play-Doh. For Aristotle, Beowulf, for Shakespeare, Cicero. Across history and languages and nations, the Holy Bible is the all-time champion.
In one corner, we have the Holy Bible with the Old Testament weighing in at over 17,000 ancient copies, and the New Testament at nearly 25,000 ancient copies. In the other corner, we have 14 of the most respected authors of antiquity, with the combined total of ancient copies of all of those books put together is no match for the Holy Bible, the most accurate, widely